Billy Hobby mostly does two things. He goes to church and he plays pool.
Play every day, mostly.
Hobby is in Katy's, Kentucky this morning, about 20 miles from his home in Princeton. The 86-year-old pool player has come to compete in a weekly pool tournament. Local senior Glenn Harold is here to play as well.
We've got some elderly gentlemen that are handicapped, taking cancer treatments and so on. If you watch some of these gentlemen walk around the table and you see the short steps that they take, it takes them a long time. But when they get over the table, they shoot some fantastic shots.
Mr. Hobby has Parkinson's disease. You can hear his tremor a bit as he explains his confusion over a recent dispute.
You can come to the tournament down here or Hoptown, either one, and that's what we don't understand is we can't. It's all managed under the same management, PACS.
Hobby is referring to Pennyroyal Allied Community Services, known locally as PACS. The group manages the senior centers in the area, including Hobby Center in Princeton, where pool tournaments were banned. Harold Monroe is PACS Executive Director. He says PACS provided more than 130,000 meals to seniors last year.
We are more than just a senior citizen pool playing service provider to the Pennyroyal counties.
The Older Americans Act provides funding to area management groups like PACS to fulfill part of the Act's mission to promote the dignity of older adults by providing services that enable them to remain independent. Murray State University sociologist Whitney Casti-Kaywood says seniors often struggle to maintain an identity later in life.
For emotional well-being, it's important and it's part of our social work code of ethics, I would say, that we try to maintain and preserve the individual's sense of empowerment as much as possible.
The federal funding carries a requirement that area management groups like PACS maintain an age advisory board, and at least half the board should be seniors receiving services. But PACS Director Monroe says local centers have the choice to decide whether or not seniors are consulted about changes affecting services.
First of all, they don't have any input in the decision making because they're not in a position of authority, ownership whatsoever. To that, if we make a decision to sell a coffee pot, that's our decision to make as the providers of that service.
Which brings us back to the pool tournament. Jill Giordano chairs the Senior Aging Council for Princeton and voted to ban tournaments at the center. One reason she says the tournaments were canceled is because the pool players were charging a fee to play.
Well, that's not appropriate. More importantly, we have seniors that don't have $2 to play pool.
But the Princeton players tell a different story.
It's been very sad.
That's Lewis Gray, another senior who used to play in the Princeton tournament. Gray says they removed the once-a-month tournament fee after a notice from the senior center. Still, the board did away with the tournament and several pool tables.
So that the director could keep an eye on us. She treats the old people there like they're children.
Dennis Amundsen, another senior Princeton pool player, says the group was blindsided. He feels seniors should have more of a say in a system that's supposed to support them.
Well, you know, this is a democracy, and when it affects probably close to a majority of the people who use the center, I'd say I've got a problem with that.
Giordano says the decision is final. Still, Billy Hobby is holding out for a better resolution.
It helps me get out the door and go. It's something that I enjoy doing, and I just hope to settle one of these days and we can all get back to our normal days.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.